Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Marketing Ingredients Podcast. My name is Chef Katrina. I'm super excited to have you here with me today talking about the importance of knowing who your audience is when you blog. I remember when I first got started with blogging, a lot of the things that I did in the very beginning, I think it's the route every blogger takes at some point. But really what ended up happening is I was copying and pasting. I was checking out other people's blogs. I was seeing what they were doing and kind of mimicking that, right? Because I didn't know how to find my own voice. I didn't know how to really create the message that I wanted. So I took a look around at some of the people influencing my life, those that were influencing my business and where I wanted to be with my blog. And I started copying them. What the problem was is that when you copy somebody else's kind of blog, you don't learn to develop your own audience, right? You're kind of shooting into the dark. You're kind of hoping and praying that you take the shotgun effect, that if you just kind of say enough of everything to everybody, that somebody's bound to like your blog. And so what I really wanted to focus on, this was a topic of conversation that even came up last night amongst my blogging coaching students, was making sure we have your targeted audience, right? Because I'll promise you right now, if you're telling me that everybody's your targeted audience, that's probably a big false lie. A three-year-old is not going to be your audience. People not interested in what you're talking about is not going to be your audience. So really it comes down to like really four ingredients that you have to look at when you're looking at who are you talking to. And if you're not taking time to do this, honestly, you're doing yourself a big disservice, not only to your business, but to your blog and to your audience. Because you want to be able to speak to your audience, and you want to build a relationship with your audience, and you want to build rapport with your audience. So getting to know them, getting really into their minds and understanding who you're talking to is going to be extremely important. Typically what we hear is we talk about people talking about finding a niche, which is typically a small group of like-minded individuals, right? And within that niche, there's something that we like to call an avatar or ideal customer. And the reason that we step down, we do it this way, is because we want the ideal customer. We want to know who that person in our mind is, because when we write to people, I will tell you it's far easier to write to a best friend, that one-on-one person, and have a conversation with them in your blog than it is to try to generalize and write to the masses. So I always recommend that if you're going to be writing, really write to a singular person and get some clarity around that person. Are they male or female? So this is one of the four ingredients, which is demographics. Are they male or female? Are they married or single? Kids or no kids? Professional job, non-professional job? Kind of start thinking about who you'd like to be in business with, right? If you're doing your blog and you're looking at it as a business building aspect, then who do you want to be in business with? What is the ideal person that you would love to work with? So that becomes a huge piece of what we're looking at. Is the demographics, right? Are you willing to go outside of your area? So do you only want to work with those that are local, or do you want to work with those that are international, right? So really kind of having an idea of who they are. The other one of that for demographics is their income, because you are going to be working with different groups of people. And if you have a product or service that you're trying to sell, by all means, I would think you would want them to purchase. So it becomes important that you kind of have a somewhat of a demographic for who they are. Then there's also the psychographics, which is actually the second part. So we kind of have, who are they, male or female, kids, no kids, what age range, that kind of stuff. We're actually kind of looking at that. The psychographics is more about their lifestyle, right? What kind of car do they drive? What kind of house do they live in? What kind of news do they listen to or watch? What do they like to read? Are they people that read specific magazines, specific articles, specific topics? And, if you're a first-time parent, you're going to be, probably reading a lot of first-time parent magazines. It'll be picking up a lot of new books. And that's a that is actually a very interesting targeted audience that you're going after for those that are, you know, are new moms or new dads or are having a new baby in the family. That is a different demographic. That is, or psychographic, because their challenges are very different from those that have a second child, right? Because things begin to change at that point. So really kind of knowing who you're going after in your audience is really important, right? Also kind of knowing what their leisure activities are. So, you know, do they have activities they're part of? Are they health and nut kind of a person? So if you're talking about getting into the health and wellness industry, your avatar may be, you know, a mom that, you know, likes to work out, has a decent income, stay at home, or part-time, or whatever it is. But now you're kind of just discovering who you're talking to, right? So it's really important to kind of do some digging in to the demographics and psychographics of who your targeted audience is. And because this takes work, because this actually takes a thought process, and I mean, I have worksheets that I have to go through and process, and because I have to think, most people don't do this because it takes a little work. It actually requires that you not be thinking about your blog, but actually thinking about the person who's reading your blog. And 90% is the right one. I would just say a large percentage of bloggers never take the time to fully develop who they're talking to, especially if you're trying to turn this into an income-producing type of a platform. I mean, if you're looking at your blog and you're saying, hey, I want to make money doing this, it is absolutely in your best interest to sit down, buckle down, and push yourself to the absolute limits of discovering who it is you want to be talking to and who it is that you want buying products from you and working with. I mean, that is really an important step. And trust me when I say I struggled with this also. I am by no means the perfect expert on this. It took me up until probably the last week when I sat down through a three-day really intensive marketing strategy where I had to really dive. I mean, we took a day and a half, and that's like, I want to say that was like 8 hours of going through and discovering who my targeted audience was. And when you get that kind of depth and clarity in there, boy, does it make it so much easier to start writing again and start really hacking in and playing around on your blog. So that is why these two parts of this are so crucial, is the demographic, psychographic. The third thing that really stands out when you're talking about who you're targeting in your audience is what problems are they having, right? I mean, if you're going to create a blog, you're going to want to address the problems they're having. So what is keeping them up at night? What is freaking them out? What is being a hardship on them? And, you know, if you're talking health and wellness, guys, and you're looking, and I'm just kind of picking on that audience right now, you know, people are struggling with pain, they're struggling with the doctor's bills, the medical, they're struggling with their own internal health, maybe some self-imagery, self-esteem issues. And so these are all different problems, and it really depends on who your audience is, who your demographic and psychographic is how you're going to address these problems. These are, because each demographic, each psychographic is going to have different problems, which is why it's so important to figure out who is your avatar. Who is your ideal customer that you want to be talking to? And I'm using ideal customer and avatar very interchangeably. They both mean the same thing, right? That one person you want to be doing business with. So what problems are they having, right? What problems do they have that they want to be solved, right? Is it a personal need, maybe a business need? Is it important to them to find the right solution? Is it important to your avatar to find the right solution? Are they going to be researching this information, right? What does he or she fear will happen if the problem isn't resolved? Right? So that's a great one. What would happen if this problem isn't resolved? What do they want to avoid, right? There's avoidance, there's fear, we want pleasure in our life, but we definitely don't want the pain. So what is the problem they're having? And, you know, what does it think will improve or solve their problem? Really think about it. What's in it for them? What's in it for them to come to your blog? What's in it for them to buy the product or service that you're recommending? Make the story so much about them that they feel compelled to do this. And again, tying into that ideal customer. The fourth piece of this puzzle really is this ingredient to defining and discovering who your target market is, and sit down, write this, is what solution purchase behavior do they have, right? Is this client the sole decision maker when buying a product or service? And if it's like a husband or wife, you know, who else has to be involved, right? What factors will most influence the customer's decision regarding the right solution? You know, is this important to my family? Is this important to me? Is this important to my health? I mean, there are people that research information before they ever make the buying decision. There's actually a 7-step buying decision, which we may cover on a future podcast with you guys. But it's so important, again, that you understand what their behavior is, right? Because I have found, honestly, I've had people watch my blog and be part of my blogging platform for years. And they've watched me, like I said, for years. And it wasn't until years later that they finally were ready to either invest in a product or, you know, want to learn how to be on my team or get involved with what I was doing. And it's because of the fact that they hadn't seen it yet, or it was on their radar, but it wasn't the right time yet. So be prepared. There'll be those that are impulse buyers. There'll be those that are the researchers. They're going to take a little longer to decide what they want. And these are two different types of people you're dealing with. And when you write your blog, you know, you may have a certain personality, but you will attract the solution purchase behavior. Absolutely, it's going to be there, right? So if there's any obstacles that stand in the way from making the purchase, like maybe it could be finances, it could be I don't have the money right now, it could be that they don't see the value in it. So again, value stacking is a huge piece inside of your blog. And, you know, really, what is driving the decision? And again, this all comes back to is like, who do you want to talk to? Who is your ideal customer within the niche? And the niche can be anything. I mean, it could be, you know, like I said, it could be single moms with children. It could be parents with their first child. It could be, I mean, there's so many types of different niches that you can create. I was joking about it with my marketing group the other day. I said, you know, one of the niches out there is, you know, the organic versus the non-organic. Like, right, we've got people that are adamant that organic is the only way to eat, and they don't eat or put anything in their body unless it's organic. And then you've got the other people who are like, dude, that's such a trendy BS type of a thing, right? And so I'm pretty passionate about where I stand on that whole piece. Just having been a chef, studied it, had a lot of people come at me with this information about how organic, you know, everything is. And so I've kind of developed my own world view on that one. But that makes me a different demographic, a different type of person to market to. And that's really what you're going to try to find is you're going to find, I mean, there's opposites in every single niche and market. So your goal really is to define out who your avatar is, male or female, age group, what kind of lifestyle do they have, what is the biggest problem, what's keeping them up at night, what is, you know, what are they struggling with, what are they not getting, what are they not getting fulfilled on. What is it then on the solution purchase behavior? Are they going to be the one that's going to go through and learn the process? Are they going to be doing their research? Why should they trust you? And a lot of that's going to come back to the information they're going to find on your blog, which again ties back into who are you talking to. So if you really want to create a compelling blog, one that's going to get you ranked, recognition, and bring in a good income, then it begins with this very simple step of discovering who your targeted audience is. And the more time you spend and you give the opportunity to develop this individual, you're going to find it easier to write content because you're going to actually know what they're looking for, right? They're going to tell you exactly what they're looking for. They're going to tell you what magazines they're reading. They're going to tell you their worldviews. And in that, it's going to make it real easy to market to them. It's going to make it real easy to write content to them and engage with them and get them to buy based on your recommendations. So this is a fairly important and crucial step for blogging, and it's so often overlooked. And I'm glad I had the opportunity here with you guys today on this podcast with Marketing Ingredients to kind of dive into discovering who your targeted audience is. Because I think too many people just gloss over this. And I think that's a huge disservice to you. And I want to make sure that I give you only the best resources and tools in here. So if you guys want to learn more about blogging and how to take your business to the next level, then I recommend you head over to Blogging Ingredients. That's my blogging course that I have. So www.bloggingingredients.com. Get your hands on that. I'm here to help and serve you and really push you and your ideal audience and target to the limits so that we can make and turn your blog into a profitable blog for your business. So thanks, guys, again, for joining me here on Marketing Ingredients Podcast. Again, my name is Chef Katrina. I look forward to seeing you guys next week, and have a great and wonderful week. Bye, guys.